You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Oh, sorry. Was that on?
Yeah, it was on. We're just waiting for you, Hal.
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't see the on-air light. In a few minutes, Dr. Nicholas Dodman will be joining us. He's an animal psychiatrist, and he says, yes, your animals can suffer from the same maladies that humans do. Like, imagine a racehorse with Tourette's.
What?
Tourette's syndrome? Yes, wow. Apparently this is a true story. Or cats with obsessive compulsive disorder.
Jeez. Yeah, Dr. Dodman, he's amazing in the veterinary field, so I'm very excited to hear from him.
Really is. I can't imagine what an obsessive compulsive disorder for a cat would be. Washing their hands several times, licking themselves a lot. I don't know.
Checking that the door's locked 20 times when they leave.
Who knows?
Yeah.
That's on the way. Also,
how does a horse exhibit Tourette's? That's really interesting.
Yeah. We'll ask him in just a couple of minutes. Also, comedian Christine O'Leary will be joining us. She was voted... Let's see if I can find this. Oh, yeah. O'Leary was nominated by Curve Magazine as one of the 50 funniest in America.
Curve Magazine. What an honor.
We will be the judge of that in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio and see what she's doing for animals. Boy. Lori, what's going on in your world over there?
It's hard to top you guys, that's for sure. But there's a survey that's been done. It's got just different kinds of questions that make the animal world really interesting to us. And one of the questions is, okay, we find out that women are slightly more likely to have, as a pet, a dog or a cat. Now, if you take a dog and a cat off the table now, so what kind of pet are men more likely than women to have?
Oh, I would totally.
If it's not a dog or cat.
Mm-mm. Bird?
Ferret? Are you going to tell us, or do we have to wait?
Yet, but it's pretty interesting.
Okay. We'll have to stick around for that. That's with Lori in just a few minutes. Also, Robert Semero with 5 things dog owners need to achieve harmony in the home. 5 things dog owners need to achieve harmony in the home.
Lots of kennels for timeouts.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out what he has to say in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. But first, let's go to your calls.
Yeah,
you're struggling with that tongue today, huh, Hal?
I am. Let's take another one for Dr. Debbie, and we have Mike on the phone. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
How are you doing, Mike?
Okay, driving right now.
Where are you driving?
I'm just coming into Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay. Well, we got the doctor here. What's going on with your dog?
I have about a 6-year-old American Spitz. And he has bad breath.
What do you think she says about you? My gosh.
No, her brother is fine. He doesn't have any problems. I got her when she was 3 months old, and she more or less had it since then. We've tried everything.
Okay. On her. What have you tried?
I've tried all kinds of dog bones, you know, they used to, supposed to be for bad breath in dogs and stuff, and nothing has helped her.
Okay. My first and my biggest question for you is, have you had her in to have her teeth evaluated and cleaned at your veterinary office?
She's going to go in when I get home.
Awesome.
She does have some plaque on the back ones now, and this is one thing I know. I even bought some, somebody was talking about it a while ago on taking to their dogs to a groomer, and the groomer is doing it, which is illegal.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that before.
Oh, the anesthesia-free dental cleaning that got you so steamed, Dr. Debbie.
It did, yeah. Now, I'm not opposed to... I don't think I have a problem with groomers doing teeth brushing. Brushing is different, but I think that's your job as a pet parent at home to do regular brushing. But, yeah, I'm not a fan of the let your hairdresser clean your child's teeth thing. That's just out of my park.
No, I'm not either.
The number one cause of bad breath in dogs is periodontal disease. So that's why I was asking you if you had regular dental cleanings done. So any bad breath in your pet, I'm going to say lift that lip up, and I'm going to say it's most likely due to the bacteria film and the plaque products on the teeth and along the gum line. So we have to address that first. So you may throw all the dental bones at your baby and all the rinses and gels, but if we're not really getting to the core problem of that bacteria film and removing plaque, that's the bare bones getting to the vets.
main things I'm going to do when I get her home this time. But she's on the road with me all the time.
Yeah, and then once we get the teeth evaluated, cleaned, hopefully there's no bad teeth in there. But in many cases, in my own dog, I was fooled by this. Outer teeth looked great and then ended up probing the teeth when we had him under for a teeth cleaning. And we actually had a pocket behind one of the teeth, and that was a rotten root. There was no outward sign. So we took an x-ray, found a bad tooth in my perfect mouth dog. So there can be problems that lurk under that gum line. So I definitely applaud your efforts at getting your dog's teeth cleaned. And then from there, we can try things like brushing the teeth. Preferably 3 to 7 times a week would be best. And then using things like rinses and water additives, things like that, that might help keep that mouth fresh.
Yeah, that's what I found. I found some stuff that it's a gel that you put on her teeth for the plaque. Mm-hmm. And then plus some stuff that's mint flavored in her water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I tried that for about 4 days, and it didn't even touch her breath.
Because that stuff on the teeth is like cement. So, yeah, that's why it's hard for some of these ancillary products to kind of help because, yeah, we got to get the grossness off those teeth. And, you know, not everybody, like, can. If you guys could see what we pull off a dog's teeth, you'd really understand. And it's really some gross stuff. I've actually had dog's tartar chip across, and thank God I had glasses on, and almost hit my eye. We're talking really concrete
it's
stuff.
Hard stuff.
Yep. So well best wishes with the dental cleaning and hope they don't find anything serious, but if they hopefully just clean things up and get you on the right path for some home care that you can do either while you're on the road or when you're settled into different areas. So there's a lot of different avenues that you can do, and even some dental diets that can be helpful preventing plaque accumulation and that periodontal disease. So we got a lot of homework you can do.
We wish you
thank you so much
best
for your
of
call
luck, Mike. Thanks for your call. 1-866-405-8405.